In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
You want to run the bedwetters through what's on your finger at the moment?
Well, I've got a cast, Jack.
When I saw that you'd gone to hospital the next day, I pissed myself.
Judge, I needed to go to the hospital. Did you see how much blood came out of my finger?
Yeah, I helped your wound.
Well, let me tell the bedwetters.
Spin it then.
I was cutting up limes for a beautiful tequila soda for me, you and Steph. And I sliced my finger with a very sharp Japanese knife. Like, they're good qual knives.
Yeah.
And then you had to tie up my finger with ribbon, because we didn't have any Band-Aids, I reckon you had to use four different ribbons.
I think I had to put...
You put toilet paper
around it, then I ribboned it. We were all fucked up, by the way. So this was this was like the thought process of three people who were fucking sideways. Can I tell you what I did?
What?
And I have to admit guilt here. I walked into your kitchen and the ribbon I used, I cut out of one of your books.
I know.
The bookmark.
I know. I woke up the next morning and thought, why are all my cooking books all like falling over? And then I thought, I see.
And I cut one too short, so there wasn't enough to tie it up. So I had to
cut the roots. Oh, I saw it.
I woke up the next day, I'm like, what? In what world did you think that was an appropriate decision?
No, I saw that and thought,
massacred your fucking books.
But so you had to tie it up probably another three times, pissed blood all through the ribbon. And
yeah.
It did. It and there was blood on my new rug.
Yeah.
And then I had to go to the kick-ons.
Yeah.
I had to go to the kick-ons, Judge.
Yeah.
I went to the kick-ons and I obviously arrived, my finger was just blood everywhere. It had sunken through again, leaked through.
Yeah.
And then so the boy whose house it was, I said, have you got any plasters?
Yeah.
And he got me another plaster and put some betadine on it. So I was going, ow, because it was stinging. And then wrapped it up and then I woke up in the morning and it started bleeding again. And I Googled it and that's when you know it's infected and it needs stitches.
When Dean gave you the Band-Aids, did you say, oh, that's betadine? I'm happy with it. I'm happy with it.
I don't mind it.
It's not my best. It's not my worst.
I'd give it a B minus.
I'm happy with that.
Well, so then I went to the doctor and she said...
You went to the hospital.
Well, I first went to the doctor, Judge, and she told me to go to the hospital.
That's fucking wild.
No, she said, we've got no nurses here to stitch up your finger. So Tor drove me to Vinny's.
How many stitches?
Well, we went... Let me tell you the story first.
I just want to know how many stitches you got.
Well, let me get to the end of the story. We went in there and the woman said, what's happened? And I said, I've split my finger open. She said, how'd you do that? You know, I was cutting up tequila sodas being the hostess with the mostess I am.
Yeah, correct.
And then she was taking off the plaster and I was going, ow, 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 fuck, oh no, And then she was like, for God's sakes, don't have children. She was like crying with laughter at me.
Yeah.
And then she like ripped it open. She was like, ooh, that is deep. And then she got her friend nurse to come over. And the nurse was like, wow, we've got two things we could do here. We could send you upstairs for stitches or we could just wrap it up. And I'm not good with needles and stitches or blood or anything.
Yeah.
So I was the tough one. And I said, I don't need those stitches. And then she said, did you at least get some tequila sodas in you? And I said, I got at least 12
you
in me.
You did get a fair few in you.
Yeah. And then she bandaged it up for me.
It's just the most.
And I was going, ow, ow. And
then whereas it's this huge bulb of bandage. It looks like, you know, when they slam their fingers in a door in a cartoon and it goes boop, and it throbs. That's what it looks like right now. It's ridiculous.
Can I tell you, when she bandaged it up, I was like, ooh, I like this. It looks very dramatic.
It is very fucking dramatic.
And both the nurses were like pissing themselves laughing. And then she was like, she said to Tor and I, she was like, you two are hoots. You can come back more often. But I also had to get a tetanus shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she said it could be infected from the metal of the knife, the rust.
Yeah, yeah, you'd be fine. You wouldn't.
Well, she told me to come back in 2 days and get it rebandaged. You know, they'll check if it needs stitches then.
Chimpy jungles.
So jingle, jungle, mongle, jingle, jingles.
I mean,
jingle, dangles.
Single I just don't know how you. Thank you for coming to the podcast.
Well, ACC could have said I needed time off.
Yeah, literally. You could sue us.
You can't do the job.
I think just being here, you could probably sue and get workers' comp out of us.
Well, it looks like a cast. E.T. phone.
I was like, when I saw that, I was like, for fuck. I'm like, here we go.
I loved it. I was like, this is perfect for me. Lulu drama queen likey.
Have you seen that bird who does a great impression of those fucking pick me people that go when they have to go to emergency?
Oh,
and it's like, she's like, I had low iron in my blood. And she's doing all the different Snapchats being like, hey guys, just in emergency room, like, prefer no messages, like, don't ask me why.
We'll message soon.
Yeah. And it's like, you've learned who your true friends are. No one's messaging.
No, the people who take photos of the the armband or the wrist being like, been a tough few days. You know what? I'd do that.
You do that, yeah. Been a tough few days. Yeah, it's about to get tougher because I'm going to bully you online for the next 3 days as well.
Well, but it's been tough. I haven't been able to wash my hair. I thought about going to get a blow-away.
I didn't notice. Right.
I literally thought to myself, I was like, that'd be a bit diva behaviour if I went and got my hair professionally washed today.
Can we just call a spade a spade?
It'll get infected.
There's a bit of diva about you. But you just own up, go and get a blow wave. Treat yourself, enjoy yourself. Because Lulu, that's you.
But it might get infected, so I haven't been able to wash this hand. So it's been quite hard washing myself in the shower.
There'll be a bunch of fucking,
and I haven't
there'll
been
be a
able
bunch
to
of bushies
wash my
listening.
Hair.
There'll be a bunch of fucking. Normal. Ooh,
imagine how much
me.
It would sting if I was washing my hair with shampoo and it got in the car. I'd go, ow.
I was literally talking to a bird today, Paige, in the Gold Coast. Great, famous bedwetter. Met her in the Goldie. Shout out to you, Paige. And she's like, I think we were talking about your finger. And she goes, she wouldn't do a Sparky's fucking bandage, would she? And I'm like, nah. And it's just her wrapping it in electrical tape and just leaving it.
Well, I would have done that if the nurse told me to do that, but the nurse wrapped up this little cast.
But you see, what you don't understand is that most of us wouldn't have gone to the emergency room.
Judge, the doctor told me I needed stitches.
And so we would have. Mate, when that lizard fucking drilled me, the cut was so deep it wouldn't bleed. Yeah. I wrapped it up in electrical tape and just let it heal myself.
You
Betadine,
and I are very different.
Correct.
I don't want rust poisoning.
You don't want roisoning.
That's why I got the tetanus shot.
Tetanus shot.
It hurt my arm. I couldn't sleep on it that night.
Tetanus can actually hurt you a little bit, but I'm glad you're okay. And you know what? You injured yourself in the pursuit of a great time, so no one can be mad at that.
And I'll have to take this off tomorrow and rebandage it up. Maybe not as big. Well, maybe I will do it as big.
You'll probably do it bigger. Let's be real. Somehow this cut is going
to
be...
Friday's podcast.
In a sling.
And I've just got this fucking ginormous,
and you're like,
you're
in a sling. They said, they've got to keep it up for the blood flow.
They said it was going
to
fall off.
Yeah, it's like, I'm actually getting really close to amputation, so I'm going to be really
careful.
That's
what happened. When I woke up the Sunday morning, I was like, it's throbbing. This doesn't feel normal.
That scar there?
Yeah.
That one there. I fucking did that once. Me and my mate Stubby were fucking blind and we're in the backyard. And I'd smashed a VB bottle. We're drinking VBs and I was digging the ground with the VB bottle for some reason. God knows why.
Mm.
And cut that finger like that. He cut it in a big triangular fashion. And I was like, fuck it, we're not going to do it. So I literally Sparky bandage.
When you say Sparky bandage, you mean tape?
Just wrapped it up in electrical tape. And but that would be
very painful to take
off. I was literally
off.
Going like this. I've got a video of it somewhere going, and the flap would go.
Oh, I don't.
And it'd flap in the wind. And I let it fall, would be pissing out. So I'd go, and blow the flap of skin up. Went to the doctor the next day, and he's like, you are a fuckwit. Mm-hmm. He tore strips off me. He's like, mate, you could have cut tendons and shit. He's like, you're a fucking idiot.
I've got the video Tor took of me when the lady's unbandaging it. Should I put it on the story?
Yes, mate. Yeah, speaking about stories.
Oh, la, 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 would you like to play a game?
Of
do you want to play
our
a game?
Stories.
Do you want to play a game?
No, I don't.
It's time for categories.
I do want to play a game. And the game is let's check live on the results of the Mick Fanning video on the story. That's a fun game. Should we check live?
Can I tell you something? I don't have the story.
I know. I'm going to text Millie.
Millie won't give it to you because she's also in it.
I know. I'm going to bully her.
No, Judge.
I'm going to
bully
Millie.
We're not encouraging bullying.
I'm going to slightly bully Millie by saying, listen,
it's not
do you
happening.
Want to let down the bedwetters? They follow you. They love you.
Look, it says 2% of people want the story.
Is it actually 98% and 2? Yeah. I wonder who are the 2% that said, no, we don't want to see.
Well, because they understand that it's going to be the cringest thing in the whole entire world.
Yeah, if you're a cringe hater, a crater, you probably
you
don't
know what I
it.
Can do?
What?
I won't give you the video, but I can upload a photo which has Millie and Ina and Mick in the background. You can see the vibe.
Okay, that's a start, but I'm going to campaign to get this video from Millie.
I'll release the video if you get Mick Fanning on the podcast.
I think that's achievable.
Oh, fuck. I think he'd go, hang on, that fucking annoying girl came up to me at Toyota at the AFL Grand Final. Not a chance. Not a chance.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, let's see how we go. Okay, good to know, Bedwetters. Good voting out there. Now, speaking of big nights, Lulu, I want to give a shout out to another famous bedwetter that I met up in the Goldie when I was out at the Burley Head Pavilion. Ames. Ames is 19. She actually wet the bed 2 weeks ago. Shout out to you, Ames. And she doesn't know why. She
Amazing.
Just did. So
well,
she's
from
an
us.
Actual bedwetter.
Yeah.
Fuck, I tore some strips off her. So we're sitting there and we're just talking. You know, I was like, I said to her and her friends, like, come and join Steph and I, fucking, and we're on the piss and having a great time. And we're just talking about hangovers. And I'm like, Dale, trust me, you never used to get them. You get older, it gets worse. She goes, oh my God. She goes, oh my God, I can't believe it. I've actually got the best hangover cure. And she's telling me this like she has like I'm thinking she's about to tell me something I've never heard and I'm like, it's going to change the game. She goes, you have to. Okay, so you've had a big night. You've been on the piss. She's pumped telling me. You get home, you put a hydrolyte in water and you have that before bed. And I'm like, me and Steph go, yeah. She's like, I go, Amy, was your suggestion a real suggestion that you think is groundbreaking is to have water and hydrolyte before bed, buddy?
I would need 12 of those to cancel out the 10 tequila.
But also, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
That wasn't the fucking...
I get home from a night out and I'll pour like greens powder, magnesium.
Oh, shit.
I'll have like Armour Force. I'll have like 3 Baroccas.
Yeah.
Like, I'll skull every single health ingredient I have in my house. Turmeric, cayenne, pepper, fucking apple cider vinegar. And I'll skull all of that at 3 a.m. And I'll wake up hoping that that's helped.
Literally.
Not a hydrolyte.
I'm
that
just
ain't doing shit.
Snorting multivites before I go to bed.
Mm. You're shelving them.
I'm shelving them.
No, you're not.
And it was so fucking funny. And then... And me and Steph just started being like, fuck, what was I saying?
It's got one of those got to be there moments.
No.
I love those.
It's what I do. I did to her what I do to you when I'm just like, do you want to know?
No,
you want to hear another groundbreaking thing? Don't set your alarm so it doesn't wake you up in the morning. You'll sleep longer. And just tearing strips off her. Fuck, she was a good sport. So shout out to Amy. And hey, bedwetters, if you're ever out drunk and you're trying to cure your hangover,
just have a hydrolyte.
Hydrolyte before bed.
Apparently it's the thing. Oh, good on you, Ames. Yeah, you bloody bad weather.
It was so I was up in the Goldie. I love the Gold Coast.
You
mate.
Do. You're a Gold Coast kind of boy.
Run me through that.
Were you just a bit? You just remind me of a Gold Coast guy.
You stopped after you said you're just a bit.
Used a bit. Okay. Well, you don't really suit the East, do you?
So run me through that.
You're not really. You're more of a farm kind of guy, and I feel like more farm people would move to Gold Coast.
Okay.
You know, like.
I feel like there's a nucleus of pure offence here, and you're just dancing around it. You're dancing around.
Yeah, that did
get
sound
to the fucking point.
I don't know. You just remind me of a Gold Coast.
You think I'm a bogan?
You took the words right out of my mouth. I'm so sorry.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, it must have been while you were kissing me.
No.
No.
Now.
That would be in the bridge.
Now, it is red hot. Like, we were staying at the JW Marriott.
Yes.
Mate, it's got a fucking pool beach, a saltwater pool beach with fucking waterfalls, fish in the water. They feed the fish. So you get snorkels and stuff. You're swimming with
in
all these
the
fishes and swimming into under caves and shit.
In the swimming
in
pool.
In the swimming pool. Then they've got a freshwater swimming pool just beyond that.
Freshwater, water slide. Just chlorine.
Like, yeah, just like non-salted. This one was saltwater. Fucking.
Wait, so they just get fish from the ocean and plop them in?
Plop them in.
Well, that sort of feels legal.
I beg your pardon?
Well, you're just picking them from their home.
Yeah, it's like people couldn't own like fish tanks or something. Private fish tanks in their home.
But you can't just take fish.
Or aquariums.
You can't just take fish from the ocean and put them in your own salt tank. You've got to buy them from the fishing shop.
I'm pretty sure you can fucking do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, it's different if you're like
But hold on. This is all based on pure conjecture that they're just plonking fucking shit from the ocean and putting them in the pool. They probably buy them, Lou.
Well, I asked you if they plonked them from the ocean and put them in the salt bath.
Well, I don't. I assume the fish came from somewhere. I'm not quite sure the source.
Well, I asked you if they came from the ocean and you carried on with your story and said, yes, so I was under the impression that the fish came from the ocean. So what do you expect? I thought that was illegal.
I'm sure it's not illegal.
Well, it feels it.
I'm sure some fish, it probably is. But I'm
you
sure
know,
you're allowed to...
Well, you're not allowed to fish in some places.
You're also allowed to fish in a fucking lot of places.
Yeah,
so that argument...
Wouldn't that kind of fishing... that like, if you're fishing that, you're fishing it to eat it.
The word fishing has been said a lot at the moment, and it's wigging me out.
Podcast name, fishing. But, you know, if you're fishing, and most people are fishing to eat things.
Oh, fuck me.
But if you... want
a lot of trophy fishing as well.
If you want to use your rod to put them in the salt pool,
yeah,
that feels illegal. It feels like you've taken them from their home and you're putting them elsewhere. Whereas if you're just eating them, I don't know, that feels more non-illegal.
Yeah, yeah. So it'd be like, the same as if you were to kidnap a child and then eat it. It's less worse. It's less worse than just kidnapping a child.
I'd like to go back to the fishing.
So what you're saying is procuring something from the ocean, beating it to death, and then eating it is better than just procuring it and letting it live somewhere happily.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't.
Well, you're not going to catch it. You're not going to fish a grouper and put it in the saltwater bath.
I don't know
what kind of fish were there, Nemos?
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah.
I don't quite know what your point is.
I don't know either. I've lost it.
I had a feeling.
I was just going on the tangent. Yeah. I'd forgotten where I was meant to go with
it. Yeah, yeah.
I was sort of arguing myself in the end.
A little bit, buddy. Yeah.
So I don't know what I was getting at. All I know is that most people fish to eat them rather than fish to put them in a tank. That's probably what I was getting at. So back to the salt bath.
It wasn't there, it was a pool.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, we just went on a 40-minute tangent. All I said was there was a pool, it had some fish in it, and somehow it's gotten to the thing where you're like, I feel like it's better if you get them out of the ocean and kill them and eat them, and then just put them somewhere else. We've just gone this full... I thought that would be something we just skim past. Not this podcast, buddy.
I like to pick things out of stories. Things grab my attention. It would be like a siren going past me. I've got to follow it.
You've never once followed a siren.
I've not.
Never once, buddy.
I haven't.
So there, yeah, there was a pool with fucking fish in it. Fuck me dead. Also, it was just a tremendous hotel. The people there were great. There's fucking robes and fucking slippers that you get complimentary.
If a hotel doesn't have a robe, I don't want it.
Dude, I
fucking love the hotel robes.
It's such a tremendous fucking addition.
Mm. You've said tremendous a lot.
Oh, I had a tremendous time.
I think we've said tremendous.
Fishing is tremendous.
Fishing 450 times.
It's a tremendous podcast. I'm also fishing for compliments. Did I get any sun? Or?
You've come back. Even less tanned than when you left.
Hurtful. Yeah,
your arms look a little bit red.
Yeah, I was in the sun for a bit today. The weather was not great first day, pretty good second day, phenomenal today, but we had to leave today.
Mm. Not till the afternoon, though. This is a late podcast for us. This is very late for Lulu.
Lulu's going to struggle getting to bed. And the worst thing is, you've got to drop me home after this. So you've got to go up the hill.
Fine.
Because I did think that maybe you'd want to drive home and then I'd get an Uber from your house and I'm
no,
not.
No, I'll drive you all the way home. God, I've got really good music starred on Gianni lately. So
not looking forward to that.
Well, I just reckon we drive home in silence and I'll just sing.
Dale, can you book me an Uber for half an hour? Just get a tour off. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, speaking of Gianni, I feel like I'm having an affair.
What's happened, buddy? You're not into that fat ass no more.
No, I love that fat ass. Yeah, I love that jump in the trunk. Well, I think I'm getting a new car.
When?
I've got to jump in. Well, I'm hoping in the next month. I've got to jump in and say this now because the bedwetters will go, hey, you roasted Jarts for having a Volkswagen in the roast. So I'm saying not all Volkswagen drivers are CUNTs because I'll potentially be one.
So what the fuck's changed? Mate, you want my fucking Tiguan?
Nah,
you can have it.
Nah, I want a...
For free?
Sure. Nah, we could swap. You can have Gianni. Nah, I wouldn't trust you with him. You'd treat him like shit. I'm thinking of getting a Volkswagen T-Cross or T-Roc.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like a little SUV.
I know.
Cute little, like, they've got a little bit of junk in the trunk. But I'm a bit worried because when I see Gianni in his garage, he just looks so cute. And I'm worried that the T-Cross won't look as cute. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I look at Gianni, I go, oh, look at him in his home. Look at him. Look at his little front trunk. Look at his little booty. Look at him. I'm just worried the T-Cross is just, like, a bit mean looking. So it looks cute.
You shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Well, I can't. I'm a New Zealander.
Get you ever in anything.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Yeah. It's true, though, isn't it?
That's very cruel.
Yeah, but it's also factually.
It's not. Just because I think my car's cute.
You just...
You know what else I'm thinking of doing?
What? Mate, get a Toyota.
I want a Toyota Yaris Cross.
Okay.
They're the other one I want. Toyota Yaris Cross. They're kind of like a little SUV hatchback thing.
Oh, that's
the vibe I'm going for. A little SUV, a little bit bigger than Gianni.
Okay, you want more junk in that trunk.
Yeah, so I want a little car like that. Yeah, Toyota, Volkswagen or Mazda are the ones I'm looking at.
Okay.
But what I think I might do, tell me if you guys think this is a good idea, should I get BW4L as my number plate?
Yeah, mate.
Should I?
That's the only time I believe we've done a red light. This is
the
contradictory nature of
the biggest walking contradictions. We've said
red light, haven't we?
We're like, oh, this is fucking lame.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is appropriate.
Yeah.
This is allowed.
No, I want to do that.
Well, why don't we both get it?
BW4LLU?
Yeah.
BW4LJA.
Should we?
I would love that.
Or we could get BW4LWMW.
Yeah, love that. We can't have the same one, though.
Oh, yeah. So we'll have to have some type of different thing.
Hence why I did the LU and
the J. Why don't we have one and two?
B1, B2.
Me likey.
Daddy like that.
Mummy likey.
Your mummy, by the way. And in this situation... I'm down here.
Now, they're quite expensive, though, aren't they?
They don't miss you. We'll have to suss it out.
I feel like they might be between $400 to $1,000 a year.
Fuck me dead.
Really? I'll pay that. I'll pay that for the bedwetters.
Fuck me.
Imagine how fun that would be driving around if someone noticed it was us and tooted. Beep, beep.
True.
And I go, check out that drunk in my little new SUV trunk.
Yeah.
Check that out. Check out that fat ass.
Yeah.
But we'll have to put Gianni up here, remember?
If I have to fucking discuss that one more time.
Me imagine this little face up there. It'd be fucking amazing.
If I have to discuss this one more time, I will throw a hissy fit.
No more fishes, no more gropers, no more
tremendous.
No more tremendous, no more Gianni, junk in the trunk, little bonnet up there. Fine. Hey.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What? No.
Yes.
Nah.
Yes.
Dull.
I bought it. Yes. I bought it.
I've been doing these food challenges with fucking Tab and Lab Bible.
I do them all the time. It's my new niche on the talk, man. I'm a food talker now.
God.
So these are mega sour apples. Not suitable for children under 8 years old. I guarantee you 8-year-old Lou would have hooned the entire packet and not tasted anything sour. Okay, I'm going to find you the sourest.
No, you're doing it first.
I've already done it, mate.
Fucking do it into the camera. You fuck off with just me doing it. This is bullshit.
I've already done it.
Before. Where?
On TikTok.
Well, Mama's got to do it tonight.
I don't want to do it.
I know you don't, but do you think I do?
Fuck you.
Hey, language.
Sorry.
You're fucking stupid.
It was... this challenge was for you?
It's for both of us. There is zero chance I'm doing that
promise,
if you don't.
Pinky prom?
I
pinky
will,
promise. If I do it, you'll do it. No,
I swear to God.
Double lock it. Put your thumb down. Lock it. I don't know what that.
I don't know. I've never done that.
Okay. Mega sour apples. Oh, I hate you. Oh, little fuck.
It's icky, isn't it? Watching it.
It just gets you on random spots.
You sound like Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, fuck. Oh, hang on.
Oh, I don't like it.
You're a fuck.
Oh, my days. Hang I almost on. Want you to spit it out, kid.
Nah. I'm nearly at the end. I just got to swallow. Oh. Don't make me laugh.
Not the first time she said that today.
Oh, fuck. Hang on.
Just got to swallow.
I'm nearly there.
God, you sound like Steph.
I'm through the other side.
You've come through.
I just drew a book.
We'll talk about that in
your
sour interviews.
You have to do it, you pinky prom. Get that little fucker in your mouth now. They're delicious once you get through the Saz part. That's sour, by the way.
It's not even shorter. That's one syllable.
But then it says sour. I should spit this out.
Oh, sour.
Now,
sour does sound like two syllables, eh? But like it wouldn't be.
Well, it is. Sour.
Sour.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Like sour.
Yeah.
Sour.
So Saz is quicker. My apologies. I stand corrected. Sour.
Okay, your turn. I just spit it out so I wasn't sucking in everyone's ears. Oh, my. Jesus Christ.
Not like those kick-ons the other day. Okay, let's go.
I'm sorry.
Let me go. Oh, fuck off. Oh, I
You got to get through. Just keep going. Just in this little icky twitch.
This is icky.
Keep going. You're nearly at the end. You just got to keep going. Come on. You get to the point where, like, there's a little bit more, and then you go, oh, fuck, and then you're nearly gone. Nearly throw up. Oh, that hurts. Judgy's little tum-tum.
I reckon.
Oh, no, the wee flux. Yeah. It's worse than a margarita on Judgy's little tummy. He just spit it out and rolled around on the couch. Oh, that was phenomenal. Oh, my God, that was good.
Now my teeth are
very,
you know, squeak, like
squeaky.
Mm. Oh, I didn't like that.
Nah.
They are fucking sour.
I know, but there's you know, there's one on the internet and it's called, like, Sourest Lolly or something.
Oh, fuck, original.
Yeah, no, but people literally put it in their mouth and they go.
I actually have seen some of that.
Yeah, I'm going to find them. I'm going to hunt them down and I'm going to do that on the talk.
Well, we'll do it on here.
Yeah, let's find them. Anyone know where to get them? Someone told me there's some in Bronte, but I'm like, they can't be the sourest ones in the world.
You'd probably have to order them online. We'll do that.
Yeah, they'll be hilarious. That we'll probably need, like, a medic on standby.
Well, probably not, but okay. Yeah. Now, did you want to do some characters?
Yes, please.
Is that something you'd like to do?
I would like to do that, please.
Because I've written some characters for you.
Okay.
Do whatever you need to do to get into the zone.
I feel like that sour lolly kind of got my, like, facial expressions going.
Okay, so Mama's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ma, ma, ma.
All right. You're a beekeeper in Norway.
We've done this.
No, I haven't.
I've been a beekeeper before. You're reusing content.
I swear to God, I wrote this today.
You've been a Portuguese beekeeper.
Has
I remember
he?
That. Yes.
Good memory. But maybe it's a different scenario then.
Okay.
I don't know why. Maybe this one comes back to me.
Well, I've done the beekeeper.
Well, fuck it. Well, mate.
Come fuck on. The cotton.
Fuck the cotton.
It's in your wheelhouse.
It's in your wheelhouse. Now, you're a beekeeper in Norway and all your bees just got out.
Everybody run! Everybody run! The bees are swarming! Take cover! Run for the hills! The bees are coming for you!
For. I like you trying to add, like, a bit of an accent. You haven't done an accent at all.
You've
just done that!
Was it my voice?
You've used your same voice! You've just made it like this! And you rolled an R to try and make it sound like...
In my head, that felt very Sound of Music.
They in Norway in that?
Don't know.
I think it's Switzerland, buddy.
It felt right. But it seems it was also wrong.
The bees. Honestly, if you don't get an Oscar one of these days, like, in your career, I will be truly surprised.
Oh, so will I. Or at least a Logies. Oh, no, that's... No, that would be right,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Logies would be nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely on the cards for you.
Hey, Home and Away. I'm your girl.
If you need... A stressed out Norwegian. Just watch that.
Hey,
that
neighbors. Hey, neighbors. You need a new character? Norwegian beekeeper coming hey, bro, right at you.
Misha Barton
is on Neighbors.
What the fuck?
And so is some famous director, James Cameron or something.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Let me give you the hot tip.
What?
James Cameron, who directs Avatar and Titanic, is not on Neighbors, Louisa.
No. Dior, Google it. I swear it's him or, like, I don't know.
What, recently?
Yeah, there's a director coming on, isn't Neighbours.
To direct it or be on the
no,
show?
No, be on the show, I'm sure of it. There's Misha Barton and someone.
James Cameron. Oh, Steven Spielberg.
No.
Oh, no, isn't it Scorsese? They might have got Scorsese, I think.
There's someone, trust me.
Well, it's one of them.
He's no, it might not be a director. Maybe they've got the same last name as Cameron.
So just someone with the last name Cameron.
No, I know there's a famous actor. It's a famous actor or director from Hollywood. Trust me.
I don't.
No, just trust me on this. Dior, come on. I've got to be right.
I'm trying. I'm seeing. It's not coming. Misha Barton's coming up straight away.
If Dior can't find it, sugar. makes me think that James Cameron probably isn't going to be coming on Neighbours.
No, it's a very prestigious show. Hey, Neighbours, I like your show. You need a Norwegian beekeeper? Come on down to We Mean Well. Hey, is that a knock at the door? Oh, my God. It's the Neighbours director.
James Cameron.
He's after me. Louisa Claire Delden.
No, literally, he's after you. He's a serial killer. Because he certainly would not be asked for your acting talents. Now, let's give you another one.
My mouth hurts.
We'll leave that there.
So sorry, Dior.
Look, this one, you're an astrophysicist who's accepting a Nobel Peace Prize for your groundbreaking research and discoveries of space.
Thank you, everyone. I don't know what to say. All I can say is that this award is out of this world.
Not bad.
Thank you.
Peter.
Yes.
Run us through your research and how you came to these conclusions.
Thank you so much for asking, Brendan. The conclusions of that there is actually cheese on Mars came after my personal love for Gouda and halloumi. And I just thought, we've got to find out if, you know, the aliens are eating cheese on Mars. And so I went there with Neil Armstrong. Neil Armstrong?
Yeah.
See the singer.
Yeah, passed away. He's passed away.
Before his passing.
Yep.
And we conducted some research and we found that there is actually cheese on Mars. So.
Oh, can I say, Stephen, that's a Gouda response.
and I'll
be back later.
Yes. And I'll halloumi you soon.
I don't know if that one was any good, buddy.
Well, I'll have a tasty evening.
Better.
I'll eat am my way out of here.
Mate, me and my friend Ella went for dinner the other day. It was so expensive. I said, geez, that cost a mozzarella. I'm happy with it.
You're very good.
I'm happy with it.
That was probably my best character yet. The explanation, the whole thing was flawless.
Yeah.
Wait, Lou, were you thinking of Guy Pearce?
Jackpot!
And were you thinking of Guy Ritchie, the director?
That's definitely what's happened to your great fact check.
Are they not the same person?
Not the same person.
What? Who's Guy Pearce?
Guy Pearce is an Australian actor.
And what does Guy Ritchie direct?
Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels.
The Departed?
The Gentleman. Did Guy Ritchie do the... No, Scorsese did The Departed.
Oh, my bad.
Ritchie...
Easy mistake,
Operation
I say.
Fortune, the recent one. A lot of Jason Statham. He's fucking awesome.
Very easy mistake. James Cameron, Guy Ritchie, Guy Pearce. Say lovely.
Yeah, James Cameron.
Cousy.
Guy Pearce. I think Guy Pearce started on Neighbours, so that's maybe why he'd make an appearance.
Not James Cameron. Hey, we could start a rumour. You want to see if Daily Mail picks this up? James Cameron coming on Neighbours. You heard it here first.
All right, another character. Fuck your brain, bro.
God, it's late.
You're a pro roo shooter, explaining the wondrous feeling you get after each kill. So you're a little sadistic. It's not just a job for you.
I'm a what?
Professional roo shooter. Kangaroo shooter.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Why?
Because I like kangaroos.
Yeah. Well, no, this is fucking acting.
Okay. Sorry, tell me my character again.
A pro roo shooter. Who's explaining the wondrous feeling you get after each kill?
Oh, you know what it's like when you're walking down the aisle for the first time and you see your beautiful wife at the end. That's how I feel when I'm killing. You know, it's a feeling I can't explain. It's just I overcome with wealth, love, and tears, and it's just It's something everyone needs to experience.
I loved it how you when you said I, you went, oh, I, you were really getting into character there and I saw it in you.
Yeah, I think I've been pretty fucking good tonight.
Give me a bit more though. I want it a bit darker.
Okay.
And more Australian accent.
I, you know, some nights I'll put a GoPro on my head and I'll shoot a few and I'll, you know, go back and watch that and see how I could kill better. And I could kill more. That's sad. That's really sad that that's a job.
Mate, they're a bit of a pest.
I love,
you know,
kangaroos.
Yeah, but if they're fucking drilling crops,
not
they're going to be
as
shot.
Kevin's, though. Hey, have you seen that koala video that everyone's tagging us in?
No.
It sounds like the koala's dying.
What do you mean?
It's going like, no, seriously.
What?
It's just like a Kevin at the zoo, and he's going,
that sounds like the conversations that you and your friends have at lunch. I've walked in on a few of them.
That's very mean.
Kardashian.
Vanderpumps.
Illuminator. Billy Hose. Prosecco.
Don't rush. Shove another sour lolly down your throat.
Both you and
I have just been coughing into the mic.
Mate, I've been very
unhealthy. Despicable.
I've been very unhealthy.
We've been very unprofessional as well.
I'm going to give you a... Let's just do German because every one of your foreign accents is German. You're a German groundskeeper, unhappy with the new lawnmower that's been purchased for your work.
This lawnmower is not up to scratch. It is not John Deere. I want the best in the business, and this is not what I asked for.
Somehow you're German. The only one you can fucking do when you're asked to do it becomes French.
Was that baguette?
And but you're really angry. Get into a fucking character, mate. Like, I want to see real acting here.
Well, give me something that would make me angry.
Someone just took, all right.
Oh no.
Your last Twinkie.
I thought you were going to say Kevin.
Someone just took Kevin. Hold on, I've got a scenario for you. I've walked into your house. I'm like, hey Lulu. You're like, hey Josh, just in the kitchen. I'm coming out with a goodie plate for us. I said, no sweat. Sounds good, sugar. You hear a little. You're like, what the fuck? You start smelling something. You're like, what's going on in the living room, Judge? You okay in there, Judge? Yeah, I'm fine. You walk in. All right. Not only have I gutted Kevin with a pocket knife and all his filling is out, I've set him on fire. He's burning in the middle of the living room. Please, go.
Judge?
Oh, no.
What the fuck have you done? Is that Kevin? What have you done?
That was pretty good. That was really good.
I felt the emotion. I just literally imagined him in flames.
You actually got a little bit of tears in your eyes.
Yeah, well, I love Kev.
You're a weirdo.
I know. I love... Yeah, that was a bit tragic, wasn't it?
It was really good. Mm. Okay.
Hey, neighbours. You need a girl who's obsessed with a soft toy? I'm your girl.
And a few other toys.
The womanizer.
Like Bonnie.
But fuck, I think I threw Bonnie in the bin.
Butt plugs.
It's time for the hotline.
Okay, this one, hotline, bedwetters, loving yous. This one came in 17 minutes ago.
You're going to say
seven snack.
Slithery.
Let's see what we got here. Yep.
Hey, fuckheads. It's me again. Just got a red light, green light for Lou. The fucking voicemail cut me off on my first call. But the red light, green light is having the window down and calling up through my AirPods for this voicemail. Eat a dick.
Eat a dick.
He didn't leave his name, but I would be very, very, well, I am very, very mad, and I would tell you off with your first name.
What do you reckon he sounded like? I reckon he sounded like...
Brandon.
I was going to say Brendan. he sounded like a Brendan.
Yeah, no, I think a Brandon.
All right, Brent. Weird. Did we just become best friends?
Yep. Want to go do karate in the garage?
Yep.
I'll say it again. Off speakerphone, no AirPods, pull over, windows up, phone to your ear, nice and clear voice, and you'll fucking get through.
To be honest, he sounded pretty clear, didn't he?
Well, he must have good quality AirPods.
Yeah, good quality AirPods.
I bought the new AirPods and still shit. Jokes, love you, Apple. Sponsor me.
Okay, this one.
Hello, dickheads. Got a couple of bones to pick with you guys.
Start picking them.
First of all, your sayings. The other night, my boyfriend goes, I'm thinking pasta for dinner, and I said, you know who wants pasta? Mummy. I'm mummy, by the way. And I got the filthiest, fucking most disgusted look of my entire life. I thought my relo was ending then and there. Second of all, adding to the total of fucking car crashes you have caused, I'm one of them. Going along a freaking motorway, listening to your potty, zone out for 0.1 seconds, boom, I'm up someone's ass. So I'm not saying you have to replace my Lamborghini, because that's definitely what I was driving.
It's good stuff.
I'm just saying a cheeky bid with a hat wouldn't go astray. Third of all, can you stop being so fucking funny, because whenever I'm in public or in the office, I'm laughing looking like a dickhead. Love you guys. Bedwetters for life.
Love you, mate. Bedwetters for life. What a fucking, what a great one.
She's doth very heavy on the pedal.
Doth heavy on the pedal. Doth need to lighten up on the pedal, but never lighten up on the piddle. No. All right?
Yes, we have always said that. Dotheth never lighteth up on the pedal.
That is, I've got that tattooed.
On your bum.
Gooch.
Is gooch your penis? Or your undercarriage? Your balls?
Undercarriage.
That's not like my nana would say.
Yeah, bro.
Is
what?
It your balls?
How do you not know what a gooch is?
Well, I've just lost for thought.
Gooch.
Now I'm looking there.
Do you want me to show you?
Please, I was not. Dior, though.
Yeah, yeah, Dior. Could you show it? Okay, let's remain highbrow.
Okay.
The gooch is the piece of skin between your asshole and your ball sack.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. So.
Hang on.
You probably have less of a gooch than I.
Skit.
It's balls and there's skin.
Ah, yes.
You see what I mean?
Uh-huh. I've got it. Thank you.
All right.
Dior's like, what the fuck, Lou?
I could just see Lou making a mental image of like dick and balls in her head.
Yeah, I wonder
whose was it?
Yeah, that's what that's like. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. I was thinking.
It was my own.
Well, pretty unlikely. Actually, you probably do, bloke.
Whoa, it's late. It's bedtime.
You're okay, buddy.
I'm not.
We'll get you home. All right, let's try this. You're okay, bud. All right, this one. I reckon her name will probably be like Isabel.
Hello, you little fuckers. It's Isabel here. I just thought I'll walk into an office and call you at work because it's my birthday tomorrow. And I've been checking your Instagram all bloody day trying to think, when are they recording? Because I want a birthday shout out.
So oh, you got it.
If you listen to this on the potty, call me back. And if you don't, then I'll be very fucking upset. Anyway, keep pissing. Love ya.
We got to call Isabel.
We got to call her. What time she's in there?
Fucking 2:28.
She's not going to answer because she's going to think it's a random number.
That's.
Wait, should we prank phone call her?
And do what?
Who should we pretend to be?
Oh, fucking great idea. Do you want to do it? Can you put it? But I'm better at accents and shit.
Yeah.
No, I want you to do it because I want to see you do it.
Tell me what I'm pretending to be. From the tax, what's it called? The tax.
Yeah, well, if you don't even know what the ATO is, then say, maybe we don't do
I'll
ATO.
Say, hey, it's Brenda calling from the ATO.
And then what are you going to say?
And I'll say, you owe $3,000.
All right,
me.
Let's. I want to see how this plays out.
Okay. We're so immature.
Fuck, I hope she picks up.
Same. I'm nervous. You've got a pipe in.
Hello.
Hi, Isabel. It's Brenda calling from the ATO here.
Oh, hi. Oh, my God. Is that Lou?
Oh, fuck.
Couldn't even get through any of it.
Love that you didn't even change your voice. Not one.
Oh, did I not change my voice?
No, you fucking sound the same.
Hey. I thought I was Brenda. Hey, happy birthday, you naughty little senorita.
Excuse me, senorita. Happy birthday. You're a good little senorita, aren't you?
How old are you, Dothith turning?
I'm a naughty little senorita.
What'd you turn him?
I'm 23.
Oh, yes.
Good age.
Big brain chicken.
Not the 30, Lou. Sorry.
Don't.
Can't match it there.
Wow.
Hey, are you going to indulge in a few techie sodas?
Oh, fucking oath. I'm going to go and have a glass of wine now, but.
Stunning.
Treat myself. Yeah.
Treat yourself, darling.
You deserve it.
Tell you what does suck, though.
Mm-hmm. What does?
Tuesday birthdays.
Oh, but that's right. I have. No, my birthday's tomorrow.
Wednesday
birthday.
Hump day.
You'll be humping around.
Yeah, okay. Birthday,
I get the whole day off.
Perfect.
Oh, that's fuck. Oh, so you can get blind tonight.
Yeah, fucking oath. I'll get blind.
Mate, perfect. That's
got my brother here. Got my dog.
Perfect dream scenario. You got Brenda from ATO.
Yeah. You killed me.
I can't believe you knew it was me straight away. I thought I'd really nailed that.
Didn't even attempt a character.
Well, did it literally sound just like me?
I would have gone like this. I would have gone,
G'day, Isabel. It's Jason here calling from the ATO.
That's very good.
Now, I actually thought I was getting in trouble for a second. And I was fuck off. No, I called earlier.
Isabel, for a very brief second, because you literally went, is that Lou? I actually can't wait to listen to that back.
Imagine if it was actually Brenda from ATO, but it was just a Kiwi.
Yeah.
Amazing.
All right.
Well, happy birthday, darling.
Happy birthday. Have the best day.
Thank you so much. Oh, thanks so much. Love you guys.
Love you, mate.
Ciao, ciao.
See you,
bye.
Hey, right. We need to do that more. Just prank phone call the bedwetters.
Oh, 100%.
Let's just start doing that once every episode. That's fucking amazing.
But now I want to do...
You want to do another one?
Yeah, I do.
Let's prank the next person.
Let's just see what we got.
We are so much...
fucking bedwetters, how's it going? Just fucking pondering the day away. It's a lovely fucking, what is it, Tuesday today? We had two Billies. I was sitting on the couch and I'm watching fucking James Bond. Help the bedwetters.
Can I be honest? That man just spoke
gibber.
A full sentence.
He didn't.
You know what I mean?
There and he was like this.
I went down there, the fucking things, all the fucking down below. And
did he say
a few Billies?
Is it a
couple of
Billies? Billy Mavericks? Oh.
A couple of Billies.
Oh, I thought it was a Billy Maverick.
What's that?
It's a drink in New Zealand. It's like a rum and coke.
No, he was smoking marijuana.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It was illegal.
Well, not in Canberra.
What?
You can grow your own marijuana in Canberra.
Why?
It's a rule.
But why there and not here?
Mate, they're about to, aren't they considering legalising all drugs in Canberra, Dior, in small amounts? In Canberra.
I don't know. I think they're thinking about it. But yeah, Canberra has like the most progressive government in the country, I guess you could say, if we're delving into politics.
Yeah, which we should never.
We shouldn't. We should not dive into. Well, that's very interesting. That's where Questacon is. We still have got to go, guys.
You're very clever, aren't you?
We've got to go to Questacon.
I'd love to go to Questacon.
Can we,
mate,
please? It's only a day trip.
Yeah, fucking oath.
We could go there in a day and back.
Easily.
You want to go?
But we want. Kind of want to start. Canberra's pretty fun.
Is it?
Fucked up, yeah.
Well, should we go? I got nothing on next Friday. Or next Thursday.
Oh, Wednesday, Tuesday.
Or Monday.
Monday. Sunday.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty free too.
Okay,
turns
perfect.
Out.
We can go any day next week. Yeah, I'd really like to go.
Yeah, we can do
that
it.
That sounds like a fun science.
Maybe it's smart to do a day trip.
Yeah, we'll do a day trip.
Cool.
We'll leave at 6:30 in the morning.
Love it.
Get there by
9.
Have breakfast and then go straight to Questacon for the day and leave at 4:30.
Love it.
Done. Solid effort, bruh.
All right, bedwetters.
Okay, love you guys. This was a fun episode.
And I think that I just want to say to you, bedwetters,
And I would also like to say that if you always put your foot in the day of the wins.
What poem was that from?
That's Richard the Seventh.
It's beautiful.
From Shakespeare. Ciao, ciao. Keep pissing. Catch Bed with us for life.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.